Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Derek Larson coming to you live from the AM 1500 studios of KSTP. And first of all, I want to give a big thanks, a really big thanks to AM 1500 for allowing me the use of these studios for the interview. Without it, we'd be stuck with my old tape recorder with the pops and hisses. So it'll be great to come in here and get some nice quality audio. And speaking of the audio, I also want to give a big thanks to our technical director, studio engineer, Boomer, who has come in a little bit early even to help us out with the audio on this interview. And, of course, the man himself, sitting directly across the console from me, who has agreed to come in and answer our many, many questions that have come in over the past month and a half, one T.D. Mischke.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm swell.
You're swell? Ready to sit for a while? I have no idea how long this will take, but we got a lot of questions I just want to sit through. A lot of people took the time to write them down.
I'm curious to know what people are curious to know.
They're curious about a lot of things.
Yeah, I've never really been interviewed by the public, by the listenership.
Yeah.
And I know that these questions are coming from all sorts of different people, so I'll be as fascinated by the questions as you'll be by the answers.
Okay. And I should mention, too, I am part of the public. I am by no means a professional interviewer, so we might be stumbling at times. It might not run the most smoothest, but I'll do my best. And we're going to start at the beginning. Begin at the beginning and go from there. First of all, Tom, when you're talking on the air, you often speak about that you were a pretty big baby. Is this actually true when you're saying you were something like 11, 12
pounds? Wow, you really
pounds?
Are starting at the beginning.
We're at the beginning here.
Yeah, I was 11 pounds, 6 ounces when I was born in downtown St. Paul at St. Joe's Hospital, and they didn't have any outfits for me to wear. They usually stocked outfits for the babies to wear, and nothing fit me. So I'm told they cut up a sheet and put a hole in it, and I wore this smock or sort of a poncho deal. And my pop thought, big guy, 11 pounds, 6 ounces, probably going to be a football player. So he made sure my initials were TD, which stands for Thomas David.
So did he actually pick the name Thomas David, too?
Yeah, he was
going
to pick something that went with TD. He just was sure I was going to be a football player.
Yeah.
And so that just worked, Thomas David.
And what year were you born?
62. 62? Same year Walmart was born.
Okay. Woohoo!
Damn near the same month.
I'm sorry about that. But 60, that's a darn big baby these days. That's got to be an incredibly big baby
then. They tell me Midwestern babies are generally bigger than babies anywhere else in the country. And apparently it's because of all the dairy products mothers eat during pregnancy. And my wife had a 10-pound, 4-ounce boy, my first boy,
wow,
and learned of this from the midwife and cut out dairy with the next pregnancy and had a 7-pound boy.
Now, was this boy the 10-pound, 4-ounce, and yourself being 11 pounds, 6 ounces, were you both delivered naturally, C-section?
No, there were no C-sections in the family I grew up with and
ouch,
none in my own family. In fact, the 10-pound, 4-ounce boy was born in our bedroom at our little house there. He was born right at home. We didn't go to a hospital. Doctor wanted us to go to the hospital, but we told him to take a long walk off a short pier. I remember after Mac was born, the doctor was trying to get us down to the hospital, and I said, he's a perfectly healthy boy. You get him down here. We got to get that baby down here, get him looked at. And I said, you're treating a pregnant woman like a patient. I mean, people have been having babies forever. Animals have babies in different odd places, a little wooded area out in the brush behind a tree. Native Americans didn't rush to any hospital. If during the prenatal everything looks good, what the hell, have it at home.
Did you have any idea, though, that Mac was going to be that big before he was born?
Well, yeah, because my wife had gained 60 pounds, so that was
a little
clue. An indication. She lost 30 pounds the night of the birth alone.
Wow.
30 pounds. I think the placenta must have been gigantic. I think it's still in our freezer.
Oh, really?
I think we saved it. We were going to use it to plant a tree or something, and I think we forgot about it. I think it's still wrapped in tinfoil in there. I don't know for sure.
You have to check for it when you get home.
Yeah, no. I don't go after any frozen pizzas. I tell you, I haven't been in the freezer in years.
Okay. And I believe you were the seventh kid out of eight?
Seven of eight. Lucky seven, my lucky number.
And was boy, the eighth? Go ahead.
The eighth was 15 pounds.
Get out. Seriously?
No,
okay.
It wasn't. I was the largest in the family, although my mom had several other 10-pounders.
Wow. Yeah, because I've heard they progressively get bigger, so I was just curious about that eighth one, if he was a bowling ball
cheese.
Size 16.
She likes her cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. Knock off the cheese, ladies. Have a small baby.
It sounds like a good idea. My wife, too, had the. She had a 10-pound baby boy, and after that, 11 pounds, I think 2 ounces.
Good Lord.
We should have given her this advice, too, before.
Was she a cheesehead?
She drinks a lot of milk.
Oh, there you go. A lot
she
of milk.
She likes her cheese on the pizza.
Yep.
All right. Now, where did you grow up?
St. Paul.
St. Paul, and you've been there your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get out.
Did you grow up in the same house?
Yeah, and my mom's still in it.
From birth to...
Yeah, same house. She's still there on Palace Avenue.
What year did they move into there?
I think Mom and Dad moved there late 50s.
Okay.
Because I had some brothers who were born a block away.
Oh, wow.
We were living a block away, and then they made the big move.
Wow. So all the brothers and sisters, none of them were born up in Buckman. You all are St. Paulites?
My dad, fortunately, first generation to get the hell out of Buckman, or I don't know what I'd be doing right now. Probably meth. But my pop, after 4 generations, decided to become a city boy. And he came here to work for the Star Tribune. And we were consequently born in the big city.
Okay. Are most of your brothers and sisters still around the Twin City Metro?
Oh, they all live within blocks of me.
Really? All 7 of them?
Yeah, well, there's one girl who went off to Plymouth. We won't visit her. We won't talk to her. But everybody else is right in St. Paul proper. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, pretty much in the neighborhood.
Okay. And as you mentioned, your mother is still alive and at the house in Palace Avenue. Your father passed away, though, some years
ago? Yeah, he died back in 91 of congestive heart failure. And so we all got to watch that. Bad tickers in the Mischke family. But Mom is from Stearns County, and I don't know if you know this, but Stearns County women live longer than women from any county in the United States.
I've heard that.
Including Alaska and Hawaii. So hoping I got some of her genes. She has a sister in her 90s who has never once in her life, including her birth, been to a doctor.
Wow.
Ever. And she's in her 90s.
How old is your mother right now?
In her early 80s.
Okay, and is it true she catches the Mischke broadcast most every night still?
Yeah, she tunes in every night at 10, and my stepdad does not like that. He says, if I'd have known when I married your mother that I'd be going to bed with you every night, I wouldn't have married your mother. And I always look up to see if he's smiling. I say look up because he's 6'5", big strapping Marine. I look up to see if he's smiling, and he never is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Nativity.
As an elementary, junior high, senior high?
I like to start with Groveland because it was a fine kindergarten.
Yes.
And then Nativity for grade school. I went to Creighton for high school till they booted me out and ended up graduating from Highland. Then went to St. John's University until I decided to get into journalism. They didn't have a program for that, so I switched to St. Thomas and graduated from there back in 87.
Okay. And before you got into radio, what were some of the jobs that you had?
I ran a music club where we had live music 7 nights a week. I was a doorman at a bar in Butte, Montana. I was a saloon musician. I put an ad in the paper offering myself for odd jobs and would just be hired to do odd things, mostly by elderly people, some of them involving little rubber bunny suits. I did some freelance writing for City Pages, The Reader, Minnesota Monthly, some alumni publications around town, the Highland Villager. I drove a delivery van for a while. I worked helping a guy in France renovate a hotel for a while for room and board and a little money. What the hell else did I do? I was a laborer at construction sites in western Montana. I was a...
Holy smokes, the rest of the interview will be just your jobs.
Yeah, just trying to run through some of them. What else did I do?
I guess you've been around.
I know there are some other more interesting jobs.
Walmart clerk.
I never worked there. I worked a year at a gas station in St. Clair in Cleveland. That was a 66 station. That was a good year. Stuff like that.
How long were you out in Butte?
I can't remember. That whole part of my life is real. Not a year. I was just out there. I thought I'd go traveling all around the country, and I got to Butte and fell in love with it and quit traveling and got a second story of a three-story house overlooking the Continental Divide. Paid $80 a month for it. Had breakfast every day at the M&M for $1. $1 for eggs, toast, bacon, sausage, pancakes, and coffee. $1. And then I worked at the door at the Silver Dollar Saloon for $25 a night. Worked two nights a week and lived high off the freaking hog. That was, you know, I tell people that and they say, what year? 1920 what? It was just a strange town, economically depressed. Everything was cheap, and you didn't make much money, but nothing cost very much money.
Have you gone back there much since?
I have not. They have a hell of a St. Paddy's Day every year. Rival St. Paul's. Rivals
really?
Boston's. Yeah. It's an Irish mining town.
Okay.
And I have been back for a couple St. Paddy's Days, I think.
Okay. And where did you meet your wife, Rosie?
She was an editor when I was a writer. She was editing my stuff.
Okay.
So I met her.
How long after meeting before you two got hitched?
Several years. 5, 6 years, something like that.
Well, had you
been... I was not going to get married. I was going to be one of those guys who stayed single all my life. And so I was never going to get married, and I told her that. And we'd break up all the time, and then I'd come crawling back. And eventually I realized... that I'm not who I thought I was. I'm not the guy who's going to be single all his life, traveling the world and living in ditches, you know, eating roadkill. I was going to be just a regular married guy with kids. And I was shocked to learn that, but that's what I am now. I just didn't know myself very well.
So were you dating on and off those entire 6 years?
Yeah, I'd always be the guy who wanted, well, okay, I got to get away. I'm not the getting tied down type. And I'd go away. And then I'd always miss her all the time. And then I'd come back, and eventually it just became quite obvious that I didn't want to be a lonely old man. And that, you know, it sounds romantic, traveling the world all by yourself, but eventually companionship is what it's all about.
It's kind of a nice deal.
Yeah.
And how many kids do the two of you have now?
She had two when I started dating her, so I have two stepsons, and we had two more. So she has four boys. And the older boys are grown and out of the house now. Their names are Casey and Graham.
Okay.
And they're real fine musicians here in town.
Did they both play on your CD, the music
Casey
one, or
handled,
one of them did?
Yeah, Casey handled the bass.
Okay.
Graham was going to do percussion, and then I don't know what happened at the end there, but... Oh, I didn't end up using a trap set. The percussion on that is so unusual. The guy who does percussion, whose name escapes me right now, boy, that's embarrassing. Holy moly. Barnell. Barnell was
okay.
His first name. Oh, God. That's pathetic.
Well, at least 16, you got the last.
16 people participated on that CD, and a lot of them I had never met before. But he's a hell of a percussionist. But he would play cardboard boxes and upside-down chairs and laundry baskets and all sorts of weird things on that. And my stepson was more of a typical trap set player, jazz player. So I didn't use him for drums. But those guys are quite good. And then the two little guys are 12 and 9.
Okay.
And they're surface pollution control engineers at 3M.
Interesting.
Quite good.
Okay. Following in the father's footsteps, I see.
Mm-hmm.